is Daf Chav Ches. We're going to start on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the wide lines. It's important to give a little historical background to this Gemara. After the Romans had destroyed Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to prevail, that Yavne should be established as the place of learning and place of Torah for Klal Yisrael. And there were two positions established. There weren't actually new positions, but there were two positions in Yavne. There was the first position, which was the position of Nasi, which Rav Gamliel had. And then there was the other position of Av Beis Din, which originally Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had, but then after he was Nifter, went to Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara begins with this story. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'talmud echad shebo lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. There was a Talmud that came to Rabbi Yeshua. Amla, and he asked him, Tfilas Arvis Rishus HaChayva. Is Tfilas Arvis, as Ma'ariv, as we learned in the last Gemara, a Rishus HaChayva? Amla Rishus. So Rabbi Yeshua said it's a Rishus. As we explained, it doesn't mean that you have an option to daven or not. Just like Tosfos says, if you have another mitzvah, you should do that mitzvah before Ma'ariv. Balafnei Rabbi Gamliel. So then he came and he asked Rabbi Gamliel. And he asked him, Amlei Tfilas Arvis Rishus HaChayva. Is Ma'ariv Rishus HaChayva? Amlei Chayva. So he told him it's a Chayva. Amlei. So he said to him, V'alei Rabbi Yeshua Amlei Rishus. Didn't Rabbi Yeshua tell me that's Rishus? So what are you telling me it's a Chayva? Amlei Hamten Atchi Yichnesu Bali Treisen Lebeis HaMedrash. Let's wait. So Bali Treisen means people wearing a shield. So Rashi says, what does it mean that they're wearing shield? Because Talmid HaChamim, when they argue with each other and they retire, like wearing shield, they're warriors. Another Peshat the Marsha says is that because Talmid HaChamim are megan on us, they protect us, they're like our soldiers. What it meant is wait till the Talmidim come into the Beis Medrash. Kshenichnesu Bali Treisen, when these Talmidim walked into the Beis Medrash, Omar HaShoel V'Shoel, the person who asked the question got up. In those days, much of the learning was done standing. And he asked, Tfilas Arvis Rishus HaChayva. What is the status of Ma'ariv? Amlei Rav Gamliel Chayva. So Gamliel said, it's a Chayva. Amlei Rav Gamliel Chachamim. Klum Yesh Odom Shechalik B'davazet. Is anybody that disagrees? Amlei Rav Yishu Lav. So Yishu says, no, we all agree that Ma'ariv is a Chayva. Amlei, V'lai Mishimcha Amrali Rishus. I heard that you said it's Rishus. So what are you saying? Nobody argues. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel talked to Rabbi Yeshua, Amoid Araglecha, get up, V'yidubcha. I want you to say what's going on here. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Araglov, Amar. So Rabbi Yeshua got up and he said, Emole ani chai v'humes. Were I alive, and the person who I originally said to, Meir was Rishus, was no longer alive, I could dispute and say I never said it, because he wouldn't be here to disagree. However, I'm alive, and he's also alive. I can't deny what I said, and I had said it's Rishus. What happened, why Rishu originally said it was Rishus, and now he's saying it's a Chayva, we'll speak about later. Rav Gamliel Yosh V'Darish, Rav Gamliel was continuing the shir, Rav Yeshua Amir Araglav, and he kept Rav Yeshua standing, which was obviously a way of teaching him a lesson that he was displeased with him. Achronu Kalam, the people started tumbling, that he's making Rav Yeshua stand there. V'amil Chutzofis Atargman, the way it used to work was like this. The Tana who said the shir did not actually speak to the crowd. He spoke to a Maturgaman who gave over the shir. So they told the Chutzofis Atargman, Amoid, stop saying the shir. V'amad, and Itaka stopped. Amrin, they said, At Kamen Netzar V'Nezel, how long will we sit by and watch how Rav Gamliel treats Rav Yeshua this way? B'Roshana Ashtak Netzare, last year Rosh Hashanah they had a disagreement. What happened? You know, the Jewish calendar in those times was not a fixed calendar like we have now. It was based on the moon. When they saw the new moon, that's when they knew it was a new month. So there was a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when Rosh Hashanah was, and obviously based on the machlokes when Rosh Hashanah was, there'll be a machlokes when Yom Kippur is. because Yom Kippur is 10 days later. So Rabbi Shua and Gamliel had a disagreement, and Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Shua, you have to come to me on the day that you consider Yom Kippur carrying your stick and your money, which obviously you're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur. Then there's another situation. He also made problems for him in this story. What was the story? Midaraisa, Bechor, the firstborn animal, the kosher animal, has to be given to the Kohen. And that looks like this. If the animal is not blemished, that animal has to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. If the animal is blemished, the Kohen can keep it for himself. Especially in the time when there's no longer Beis HaMikdash. So you gave the Bechor to the Kohen, but the Kohen doesn't do anything with the animal. He just has to wait till it gets a blemish. So the Kohanim was a suspect that they used to blemish the animals, not to have to wait. Rav Tzadik was a Kohen, who was also a big Talmud Chacham. He came to the Beis HaMikdash and he said, this is an animal that I received as a Bechor, and it has a blemish. I want to know if this blemish is considered a blemish. So Gamliel said, it is a blemish, but I don't trust you that you didn't make the blemish yourself just to be able to eat the animal. Rabbi Shua said, maybe regular Kohanim we don't trust, but he's a Talmud Chacham, him we should trust. So he had the disagreement, and again, Gamliel acted strictly or critically to Rabbi Yeshua. Hachanami Tzarei. Now we have already a third time Rabbi Gamliel is acting this way towards Rabbi Yeshua. Tovanavri. We should make Rabbi Gamliel, take him away from his position, no longer be Nosim. Now the question is, Man Noikimli. Who should we replace him with? Nokmil Rabbi Yeshua. Should we make Rabbi Yeshua the Nasi Bamaisahu? Rabbi Yeshua is the person that he had the disagreement, and it would be, Rashi explains, it would be particularly bothersome to Rabbi Gamliel that this person who he fought with is now getting his position. All the same pshat is that people would say that why did Rabbi Shua get into the fight with Rabbi Gamliel so he could get the position? Nightmare Rabbi Kiva, should we appoint Rabbi Kiva Dilma Anishle? Maybe Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Gamliel will be able to punish him. The less there's chusavis. He doesn't have chusavis because Rabbi Gamliel was Rabbi Kiva, was descendant of Geru. Ela Nightmare Rabbi Lozben Azariah. Person that we should appoint is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. To Chacham. First of all, he's a very big Talmud Chacham. For Asher, he's wealthy. For Cyril Ezra, he was a 10th generation of Ezra. So the Gemara explains, what does that mean? Who Chacham? What's the definition of a smart person? The Machle Mafrikle. If they ask him a question, he's able to answer. For Asher, he's a wealthy person. The Isle Lefluchi Lebe Kaiser, if he's going to have dealings with the Caesar's house, Afhu Ozlopolov. He's able to converse and communicate with these people because he comes from the same economic sphere. With Cyril Ezra, he's a 10th generation from Ezra. This late is Chosavis, so therefore he has Yichis. So they won't be able to get him to trouble. Mefarshim say that sometimes in Shas we find him called Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and sometimes we call him Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They put in the Yud. Why is the Yud? To represent the 10th generation that he had from Ezra. Are you agreeable to take this position? I want to check it out with my family, with my wife. Why? So few pshat. First of all, because it's the right thing to do. Secondly, because here Rabbi Gamliel was losing his position because of his behavior. So nobody's a bigger maven on somebody than his wife. So he wanted to check with his wife if he has the right characteristics to be the Nasi. Otherwise, what's the point? The third pshat is that the Gemara, it's really Rashi, Chumash, speaks about how often one has to have marital relations, and a Nasi has the least amount of marital relations, so he had to get Rishus from his wife that she should be masking to that.
Weren't they related? Were they related to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel at all?
Not to, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Gamliel were not related. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kayan. Rabbi Gamliel was not, was from David. So he checked with his wife. So she asked him, she said to him, Dimla Mavanoch, maybe they'll take you out of the position like they're taking you out of Gamliel. Armalah, so he said to her, Yoy Mechada, Lestamish Inish Yoy Mechad Bekaus the Mikra, Ulamachlidber. People say you should use one day an expensive glass, even though it'll break tomorrow. Well, it'll be tomorrow, I'll worry about tomorrow. Today I have the opportunity to have this Choshva position, let me take it. Amach Lesle Chavirta, you don't have white hair. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara, who yomer bar tam nisar shava? He was 18 years old. The srachish le nisa, and a nice happened. This hadule tam nisar derech averta. And 18 rows of white hair grew. Hayin the kamar b'lozman azaria harani kavim shimshana. I'm like 70 years old, but not v'loy ben shimshana, because he only looked that age. So I saw from Hirschsprung, Zichron Levracha, why was he so anxious to have a white beard, and a young person can't be the Nasi? So he said, beautiful pshat. He says he was concerned that maybe they're going to take him away from the position also. So he said like this, if they take him away from the position and he looks like an old man, people will say, he's an old man, he retired, he gave it up. But if he looks young and they take him away from the position, it'll be a very big embarrassment. He's still with the whole kayach. Why are you losing the position? So that's why he asked for a white beard. It's very interesting. If you look into the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says that how did he get the white hair? Because he concentrated on learning, and that made him weak and old, which is very difficult to understand, because the Gemara is saying that the reason is that he had the Nes in order that he should become the Nasi. So what's the Rambam trying to tell us? So I saw a pshat from Tashbats. He says like this, that the Gemara says, the Gemara tells a story about there was a man who lost his wife, and he had a baby, and he didn't have anything to feed her. So there was a nace that he developed breast that he was able to nurse his daughter. So everybody thought, what a wonderful miracle. So the Chacham said, it's not a wonderful miracle. Kam megunazeh, how disgusting is shenestana la masa bereshis. The normal thing is that men don't nurse. And for him, Hashem changed the world order. It's not something to be proud of, it's something to be ashamed of. So Rambam is saying that in this Gemara. The truth is, the Gemara is saying a great nace, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he looks like an old man. It's not such a great nace. What's the nace? Mishtana la masa bereshis, which the Gemara says maguna. So the Rambam says it's not really that different, because really all Talmid HaChachamim should look old, because the amount they exert themselves in learning. Just for some reason they don't. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went to the normal way that he looked like Talmid Chacham should look after he learned so much. Says the Gemara, Tana, Pesach, that day they removed the guard from the door, and they let anybody who wanted to come learn yeshiva come. Gamliel used to say, "Call Talmud, any Talmud whose inside is not like the outside, that means he doesn't have the proper Yerushmaim, lo yikonis lebeis hamedrash, should not be allowed into beis hamedrash. Hahu yoyma, atafsa kamas afsali. That day, many benches were added. So I saw pshat. We said before the Amun HaShoyal, that the Shoyal stood. Why? Because Gamliel wanted only Talmidim who were really interested in learning, who could stand. Not everybody's able to stand the whole time by learning. They let everybody sit down. So people who could sit, there were more Talmidim. Amar Yochan, plig about Abu Yosef and the story of Rabbonim. There's a machlok, Abu Yosef and the story, how many more Talmidim came? 400 benches were added, 700 benches. So I saw a question when there was a shomer. How did they know who's Toche Kabaroi? How does the God know who's Toche Kabaroi? So one shot I saw was that whoever really pushed to get in, they knew it was Toche Kabaroi. If you're really interested to come learning, that's the sim that you're interested. That's one shot. Another pshat I saw is, the Gemara says by Hillel, whoever paid tuition, if somebody's ready to take money to learn Torah, to pay money, it's a raya that he means it. Somebody else, yeah, why not? But I saw a different pshat from Meir Shapiro. And Meir Shapiro says just the opposite. He says, during Gamliel's time, there's a problem. Gamliel said the only Talmidim should come to learn are those who are Toche Kabaroi, those who have real Yerushimayim. But a person who has real Yerushimayim is also an honor. He's modest. He doesn't believe he has that madrega. That day is all the people who should have come in the times of Rav Gamliel, who were really Toche Kabaroi, but didn't come because they were modest. Now they felt they could come because it doesn't. Everybody's allowed. Have Kachal Shadat Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel felt very bad because he sees all these new Talmidim that weren't there when he learned. I was the one that caused that people shouldn't learn. They showed him in his dream, chatzvei chivri, white pitchers, the malin kitman, they were full of ashes. That maybe they had a lot of talmidim, but they're not really what they should be. However, says v'lohi, that's just a dream. They only showed him to calm him down, but it was really a wonderful thing to have so many more talmidim learning. Tana, We learned in a brayse idyos by b'yoyim. Masech the idyos. We spoke about it last week. Was learned that day. Wherever we say in Shas by b'yoyim, hahu yoyim have it. It refers to that day that the yeshiva expanded. There was no halacha that was questioned by smedrish. Shloim peshua. That that day they were able to understand it. Vafra Gamliel, even Gamliel, who was so felt so bad, and he was the one that was involved in this whole story, did not hold himself back from coming to learn. So I saw a shaila halach lemais that was asked Rabbi Yosef. There was a shul where somebody gave a new sefer Torah with a condition that he wants them to use that sefer Torah. The gabbai did not want them to use that sefer Torah. Why? Because he felt that the sefer Torah that the shul already had was a better sefer Torah. So even though the people who had given the Sefer Torah gave this one, they wanted a new one. And the people who had given the Sefer Torah felt very bad. So what did they do? They did a shtick. They went and they switched the mantle from the old Sefer Torah and put it on their Sefer Torah. And like that, they'll use the new Sefer Torah. And that's what happened. They switched the mantle. And the Gabbai takes out the Sefer Torah that he thought was the good one. And he opens it up and he sees that what they did to him. And he got very offended. And he left the shul. And then he calmed down. And the question is, he wants to come back and he wants to be gabbai. They asked, should he be gabbai? Should they let him back after what he did? These people were offended because of him. So the rise from this Gemara. You see from this Gemara that even though Rabbi Gamliel caused all the trouble, but he came back to yeshiva because that's where he should be. Because he meant the right thing. So here too, if the gabbai meant it really, l'shem shemayim, he says they should take him back to be the gabbai. That day Yehuda, who was a ger Ammoni, came, who was a ger from the nation of Ammon, we'll talk about that in a second, came to Beis Medrash. Could I marry a Jewish woman? You're not allowed. You are. And there's a pasuk in the Torah, that anybody from Ammon and Moab, even if they are Megayer, cannot come into the Jewish people. Ammon and Moab still where they were. Are the people from Ammon really from the original Ammonim? Sancheriv Melch Asher came. Or Bilbas Kalaylam, he already turned over the whole world. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Aser Gvulas Ammon, he opened up all the borders. The Doiseim Shaisati, he broke their future. The Erikav Yoshim, he turned over the whole world. They're called the Parsh Meruva Parsh. So nobody's. What was Sancheriv's strategy? His strategy was that people, when they are in their own homeland, and they're more comfortable, they're a little too confident. So he turned everything upside down, and nobody should be confident. So therefore, you lived in Ammon, you're not a descendant from the original Ammon. Omer Gamliel said, "Balok Fanemar Vachakein Pasuk in Yirmiyo." Afterwards, Osh Veshus Bnei Amnu Hashem. Hashem says, "I will bring them back." The Kvashavu. So the Amma in the back, so we have the old issue. Amma Rabbi Shuv, but like for them, there's another Pasuk in Amos. V'shafti Yishvus Amma Yisrael. I will return Klai Yisrael. The Dain L'shavu. So just like Klai Yisrael didn't come back, so too Amma didn't come back. Miyadi Turu Lav B'kol. So they allowed this person to come into the Jewish people. Amma Mulil, Hoyel V'hochi Havet. Now I see that I'm not always right. Aizva Faisal Rabbi Shuv. I'm going to come and ask Rabbi Shua for forgiveness for the way I treated him. Kimotel Beisei, when he got to Rabbi Shua's house, Chazinu Leishisa the Beis the Mashman, he saw the walls of Rabbi Shua's house were black. Amalim Koisle Beischa Ata Nikar Shpchamiata. From the color of the wall of your house, I could see that you're a blacksmith. And since you work with fire, that's how come your house, the walls are black. Amalim Koisle Rabbi Shua said, Oile Ladosh Ata Parnasoi. Look at this, you're a Nasi. Shiat, and what a dough we have, what a generation we have, that the Nasi Shiat Yudevit San Shal Tamid Chomim, that you don't realize the severe financial situation of Tamid Chomim. But Ma'am is Banasin, Ma'am is Zoinim. The first one says, Mazoinis is what they need to eat, Mefarnos is what they need for the rest. Omle in the Nesiloch, I agree, I didn't act appropriately, Rabbi Gamliel says, Mecholi, forgive me. Lo Yashgich Pei, and Rabbi Shua ignored him. Asei Beshvil Kfoit Abba. So he said, do it not in my honor, but in the honor of my father that I came from David. pious. So Yeshua forgave him. Omle, Omlu, man neis v'leimul rabbonim. Who's going to tell now the rabbonim that we made peace? Who's going to tell them in Yeshiva that we made peace? Omle, who kovis? So there's a person in the laundry business who was standing there, and not a zilna. I'll be the one to go. Shalch Rav Yeshua be'medrashim. Rav Yeshua sent to the be'medrashim, to the base medrash. Man the lavish mada, the person who always wore the cloak of being a nasi, yavish mada, should continue wearing it. That means the Gamliel, who was always the Nasi, should continue. A man, the loy lavish mada, the person who didn't wear it, yem le man the lavish mada, shlach mada fana albashe, will he tell the person who's supposed to wear it, you take it off and I wear it? So Mefarshim explained like this. We said it before. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was a kohen. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nos, was from Yehuda Dov, from Mishpachas Beis David. Everybody has their job at Klal Yisrael. So he said to them like this, the Nasi wears his baggit. So he said, the Nasi is supposed to wear the baggit, and you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, you come from Ezra and Arkayan, aren't appropriate to wear this baggit, and you shouldn't be wearing it. Amalei Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. So Rabbi Kiva told Rabbanan, Truk Gali, let's close the door of the Beis Medrash. The Leilaisi Avdur Gamliel, Gamliel's servant shouldn't come with Tzal Rabbanan until they reinstate him. Amalei Shua. So Yeshua saw that there's problems. There could be a fight brewing here. Mutam de ekma ezva anol gabayu. It's better that I should go myself and make peace. Asa tarf abavo. He went and knocked on the door. Now we know there's a concept of a para aduma. A para aduma is actually this week's parashas para. That in times of the Beis Hamikdash, if somebody becomes tamei, they made a solution out of the ashes of a red para, with ashes and with other things, with water and grass, and they sprinkled on somebody and became tamei. So he said to him this language, Maza ben Maza Yaza, somebody who's the son of somebody sprinkles, the son of somebody who sprinkles, that means a kohen should sprinkle, Mishena loy Maza loy ben Maza, and somebody who's not, Yomel Maza ben Maza, should somebody who's not a kohen say to somebody who is a kohen, Meimech Meimora, is your water dirty water, but Africa Efemekla, and your ash is not appropriate? The point is, again, like we said before, everybody has their own job. Amalei Rabbi Kiva Yeshua Nispiyasta, did you forgive Rabbi Gamliel? Klumasino, the only reason we took him, Rabbi Gamliel, away from his job, it's only in your honor. We'll go and we'll bake him back because you're Michael him. Amrei Heichanavid. What should we do now with Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria? Navrei, should we remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria from his position? Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, we learn Ma'al Makadosh Amaridim. We only elevate a person, but we don't lower him. So once Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was given this position, we can't remove him from it. Nidrish Ma'achat Shapsa, Ma'achat Shapsa. So we should have two. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria one Shabbos, and Gemiri another Shabbos. Asa L'Knuyei, that doesn't work. Partnerships doesn't always work. El Lidsh Gamliel Tlasa Shapsay. Gamliel should speak for three Shabbosim, Rabbi Elazar Chad and Rabbi Elazar one. Shapsa, one Shabbos. Behind the Mamar, Shabbos Shami Haisa. They used to ask who's saying the Shir, who's saying the Drasha this week Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Haisa. Voice Talmud. Who was the Talmud that began this whole story? Rabbi Shimon Yochai Hav. So Mefarshim say two things. Why do we only say the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai now, not at the beginning? Because at the beginning of the story, this Talmud was the one that caused all the trouble. So we didn't want to mention his name. But now that all's well that ends well, so we could say Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Another pshat I saw is like this. We had a question of Rabbi Yeshua. He was vacillating. First he said it's Rishus, and then it's Chayv. So it looks like if he wasn't saying something which was true. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is coming to answer that kasha. We learned Torah Samnasa. Somebody who learns Torah full time doesn't have to daven, doesn't have to say Krishna. Rabbi Yeshua was talking to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He said, to you, what Tarasoyim Nasai, you don't have to say, for you, Arvis is Rishus. For everybody else, it's a Chayv. So really, Rabbi Yeshua didn't change his mind. He was talking to different audiences. So we learned in the Mishnah, so Musafim Kalayoyim. The Rabbanan hold that Musaf could daven all day. Rabbi Yehuda says Musaf should only be said till 7 hours. On Rabbi Yochanan, but if somebody waits till the end of the day to daven Musaf, the Nikra Peshay is doing the wrong thing. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. If somebody has, it's already the time of Mincha, and he didn't daven Musaf, so he has two tefillas to daven. First he should daven Mincha and then Musaf. Why? Shizu tadir vizu enetadira. We have a klal in all of Shas, tadir she'enet tadir, tadir kaidim. And mincha is more common than musaf. Mincha we daven 365 days a year. Musaf we only daven on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tov, and on Shabbos, and on Rosh Chodesh. It's tadir she'enet tadir, tadir kaidim. And Yehuda ima, mispal she musaf akach mispal she mincha. She first daven musaf and then mincha. Why? Shizu mitzvah veris. Since according to Yehuda, you only can daven musaf till 7 hours. And mincha could be daven longer. So you chap rain the musaf. Shizu mitzvah veris. Shizu mitzvah she'en veris. You could daven mincha longer. Om Rabbi Yochanan halacha. What is the halacha? Mispal she mincha. V'achach mispal she musaf. First daven mincha and daven musaf because tadav she'en tadav kaidim. So Tosfos says, if that's the halacha, why don't we do it? If you daven in a shul that it's late, how can we daven musaf before mincha? So Tosfos says that this gemara is only talking about a person who right now has to daven both tefillos because he's going to eat a meal and he's not allowed to eat before he davens a big meal, as we'll learn on Amud Beis. But if you have time to daven mincha, you certainly should daven musaf first. Another pshat the Pesach can say is that in a tzibur, we don't want to change the right order. And since the right order is to daven musaf and mincha, first to daven mincha, in the tzibur we don't change the order. And that's the halacha. I also saw another thing, interestingly, from the Magen Avraham. Let's say it's really the end of the day. It's the end of the time where you could daven musaf and mincha. And there isn't time to daven both. What should you daven? So Magen Avraham says you should daven musaf. Why? Because we learned the Gemara that mincha has tashlumim. We learned on the Shabbos. Mincha has tashlumim. Musaf has no tashlumim. So if you'll daven musaf and you don't daven mincha, so you'll daven mincha, you'll daven ma'ariv twice. If you miss musaf, you have no recourse. Says the Gemara. Rav Zeira kevacholosh megirsa. Rav Zeira got tired from learning. He got weak and he couldn't stay in the besmerish learning. Have a ozv yosa pesche de Rav Nosim Batuvin. He sat at the door of the yeshiva of Nosim Batuvin. Ami kichalf rabbonon. When the yeshiva students come in and out, as eikim kamayu, I'll get up. The Kabul Agra, and I'll get schar, I'll get reward for standing up for Talmid Chachamim. So all the Mefarshim ask two questions. One question is that we know in Pirkei Avos it says, "Al tiyu kavodim amishash mesurav amanas lekavu pras." We're not supposed to do mitzvahs in order to get reward. How come he's doing mitzvahs in order to get reward? Another shaila is that who has to get up for Talmud Chacham? Somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham, but he was a Talmud Chacham, so he doesn't have to get up. So the Chidah says that both questions could be answered with each other. When is there an isser to do a mitzvah in order to get schar? That's when you have to do the mitzvah. You have to wear tefillin, so you're not supposed to put on tefillin in order to get schar. But if you're doing a mitzvah that you don't have to do, like he didn't have to get up, and he did it just to get schar, and he did it anyway, then you're allowed to do it to get schar. The Bnei Yisoscha says a different teretz. The Bnei Yisoscha says, it says in the Pasuk, you'll fear Hashem. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? So he says, Pshat in the Pasuk is that what is the schar for having derech eretz for Talmud Chacham? The schar is that you become a Yerushmayim. So he says, when does the perik, when is the tan and perikah obviously mean you're not allowed to do a mitzvah to get schar? That you want to get money, covet, whatever. But if you're doing a mitzvah because the schar for the mitzvah is that you'll get Yerushmayim, that's a schar you're allowed to do a mitzvah for. So Rav Nosim Batuvei left the Beis Medrash. I'm a man. I'm a halacha by Midrash. Who said halacha in Beis Medrash today? I'm a halacha on Rav Yochanan. Ain halacha Rav Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. Don't mispal adam shal musaf akach mispal shal mincha. That's not the halacha. I'm like Rav Yochanan. I'm a. Did Rav Yochanan say? He said in the name of Rav Yochanan. I'm like in. It was Rav Yochanan. Says the Gemara. Tanamenei arba zimnin. He learned it 40 times. The Mefarshim said, if you want to be sure you know something from Torah, you have to learn it 40 times. Why 40? Because the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days, and on the 40th day, and every day he forgot what he learned, and the 40th day Hashem gave him a gift that he should remember what he learned all 40 days. So that's why, until you learn it 40 days, you can't have that skula. Amalei Chadi Hilach, why is this so great to you? Is it because the only thing that you ever heard from Rabbi Yochanan or Chadash Hilach, or it's because it's something new? I'm like Chadash Hilach, this is news to me. I always thought that the one that said this was Rabbi Shuben Levi, now I hear it was actually Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Shuben Levi. Chometz Baal Tefillah Shel Musaf Malachah Shoras Rabbi Yehuda. Whoever davens Musaf after 7 hours according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of Akosav Oimer Nugi Mimoyed. If he broke the right time, Asafti Mimcha, I gather you back. My Mashmah Nugi Loshin Tevra. He broke the right time. Kimetagin Rabbi Yosef Tevra Osel Sneim Shel Yisrael. Means it's a euphemism. It means Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael should be broken. Al the Achri does Ma Miyad the Bishlaim because they didn't come to Yishlaim on the Yom Tovim. Amar Belaz the Kol Mispal Tefil Shel Shachus Lar Shoras Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody daven Shachus after 4 hours according to Rabbi Yehuda that you can't daven Shachus anymore. All of Akas I'm a Nugi Memoyda Safti Machayo. Here Nugi means I'm afflicted. I'm in pain. Asking my mind Mashm the High Nugi Loshin the Tsaru pain. Except Dolf and Nafshi Metuga. I'm in pain. Her virgins are crying. It's bitter. So Tosfos explains why when somebody misses Musav is he considered broken, and why when he misses Shachris is he considered only in pain. So Tosfos said, like we said before, somebody who misses Musav has no Tashlumim, so he's broken. Somebody who misses Shachris, it's a terrible thing and it's in pain, but he has Tashlumim, so it isn't as bad as missing Musav. Says the Gemara, and with Av Yecholosh, Rav Avya was weak. He didn't come to Rav Yosef Shir that he said on Shabbos before Musaf. The next day when Rav Avya showed up, because Rav Yosef was upset why Rav Avya didn't come to Shir. Why don't you come to the Shir? From here, Rav Yosef says, if somebody comes to Shir every day, you're allowed to ask him, where were you? I was weak. I couldn't hold out. I had to eat. So he should have ate something and then come to the shir. Don't you agree with what Rav Huna said? That you're not allowed to eat anything before you daven musaf. You should have daven musaf. Then eat something. But there's another halacha. That you're not allowed to daven before everybody else davens. So I couldn't daven before. That in shul, you're not allowed to daven before. That means if you're in shul, you're not allowed to daven musa before everybody else. Says the Gemara, let's help us a like Rav Huna, like Rav Shul Levi. The halacha is not like what Rav Huna said and not like Rav Shul Levi said. Rav Huna ha-damar. It's not like Rav Huna that we just said. The Rav Huna said that you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. The halach is you are allowed to be toyim before Musaf. There's machloikis bach and taz. If you're allowed to eat a whole meal or you're just allowed to be toyim something. We know they should only be toyim something, not have a whole meal. And this interesting shaila, if you're toyim, should you make kiddush or not? Most paiskim say you should make kiddush, but the other paiskim say that you shouldn't make kiddush. Anyway, you shouldn't make kiddush in shul in the wrong time. But you should make kiddush because since you still have a chiyah to daven musaf, so it's not yet man kiddush. Rabbi Shua Belevi, the halacha is not Rabbi Shua Belevi. Dom Rabbi Shua Belevi, kiyam shegiyas man tefilas mincha osel adam shiitim klum. He says that once mincha comes, you're not allowed to eat anything. Kadin shispal tefilas mincha. The halacha is that the halacha is like this. We're not going to learn these halachas today. We'll learn them in Sefer Shabbos. But as far as mincha, the halacha is like this. If it's only mincha gedoyla, which is a half an hour after chatzos, you could even eat a whole. You could eat a meal, just not like a big meal, a chasna. If it's mincha ketana, a big meal, that's which is 3 hours before the end, you shouldn't eat a big meal, but a small meal, you're allowed to eat. Then you shouldn't even eat a small meal before you daven. But if you start, you could finish. Says the Mishnah, like we said previously, they had a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaKnesses, they davened, and the Beis HaMedrash, they learned. So when they finished davening the Beis HaKnesses in the morning, they used to go to Beis HaMedrash to learn. When he entered and left the Beis Medrash, he used to daven a short tefillah. What's the point of this tefillah? When I enter, I daven that no mishap should happen because of me. I thank Hashem that I was able to be in the Beis Medrash. And you look in the Rambam, you look in the Pirush Rav, they say that you're supposed to say this tefillah. And there's a question why we don't. The best answer I found is because this tefillah is primarily said for somebody who's a paisik, for a meira hara. Most of us, when we learn, we're not paskening, so the tefillah is not, it's still right to say it. Taran bonim. When he came in, what did he say? He said, Yerotzo finach Hashem l'kai, shloyer dover tekal al yodi, no mishap should happen because of me, for like kosher with dvar alocha, I shouldn't make any mistakes in dvar alocha, And my chaverim will be happy. So there's two pshatim Rashi they say. One pshat is, if I make a mistake, my chaverim will be happy that they correct me and they're right. But it's a hard pshat to say that he had that kind of chaverim. So pshat is, yismuchu b'chaverim, my chaverim will be happy when I do the right thing. I have good friends and they're happy for me when I do the right thing. V'loi mal tome, tar v'loi tar tome. I shouldn't say something that's tome, it's tar or vice versa. So Mepharshim say, he already said v'loi kosher b'tvar alocha. So why does he say this again? So they say very two nice pshatim. One pshat is that he shouldn't even have a havamina that's wrong. Not only shouldn't he say a psak that's wrong, but he shouldn't even have the wrong havamina. Another pshat I saw is like this. You know, sometimes a person goes through the halachic process, and somebody comes to him with a piece of meat and he asks him, is it kosher? Mm-hmm. And through the way he goes through the halachic process, he passes that the meat is kosher. But min hashamayim, this meat is really treif. So he says, v'lei kosher v'dvar halacha. First of all, I shouldn't make a mistake in the halachic process. And furthermore, even if I don't make a mistake in a halachic process, I shouldn't be the one to say something that's not kosher is kosher. And my friend shouldn't make any mistakes. We should all be happy in our learning. I mean, what did he say when he went out? I thank you, Hashem. That you made, give me a share in Beis Medrash. You didn't make me between the people who sit in the corners just doing nothing. We all get up in the morning. Ani mashkim is very tired. I get up to learn. They get up for narishkeitin. Ani amav haheimem meyon. I work hard and they work hard. Ani amav mekabel schar. I get reward for my hard work. Haheimem meyon veinem mekabel schar. They don't get schar. So first said, did you ever see anybody? The Chofetz Chaim says, did you ever see anybody that works not to get paid? So he says it's like this: if somebody's a tailor and he has a job to make a suit, and then he works all day and the suit doesn't come out, he won't get paid. But if somebody learns, even if he got what he learned, or he doesn't understand it so well, he still gets schar for learning. And he rots for him rots him. I run and they run. And he rots l'chai oylem haba. I running towards oylem haba. And he rots l'bashach. They're running to Gehenna. Toner abon. Shcholer v'lezer. When v'lezer got ill, nichnasu talmidu l'vakri. His talmidim came to visit him. Omle rabbeinu, they told him, Rebbe, lamdeinu orchus chayim, teach us the way of life. V'niskben l'chai oylem haba. And that's how we'll get to oylem haba. Omle mizhar b'kfoit chaverichem. First of all, be careful to treat your friends with respect. Secondly, manu b'neichem higoyon. So Rashi says two pshat. One pshat is teach your children not to talk narishkeiten from when they're young. Another pshat is that they shouldn't learn nach, because nach you have to understand a lot of difficult psuchim in nach, and young children aren't ready to understand that. For yeshiva mebeke tamid chamim, put your children between the knees of tamid chamim. Let them be by tamid chamim. Kshat mespalim, and when you daven, do lefni matter under. Don't in front of whom you stand. That's what says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shvisa Hashem on negli som. The person should always have Hashem in front of him. Shulchach tiskel chayo oyom haba. That's how you will be zoich to oyom haba. Shchol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick. Nichnasu talmidu levakra. His talmidim came to see him. Kivin shorayu som hiskel levchais. When he saw him, he started to cry. Amrei talmidim. So his talmidim said to him, Nei Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael. Amrei Yemini, the right pillar, the right side is always stronger. Patash Achazuk, the strong hammer. Why are you crying? If they were taking me for judgment in front of a mortal king, today he's alive and tomorrow he's dead. If he gets angry at me, it's not forever because he's not forever. If he puts me into jail, because he can't do anything forever because he's not forever. Because he only can kill me in this world, not in the next world. I can maybe convince him to talk nicely. And I can bribe him. I would still cry out of fear. They're taking me in front of Hashem. That he lives forever. If he gets angry, it's forever. And if he puts me into jail, it's trouble forever. Both worlds. I can't just talk my way out of it. Hashem doesn't need our money. There are two paths in front of me. One path leads me to Gan Eden. One to Gehenim. I don't know which path they're going to take me. So Farshim say, not that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned I'll end up in Gehenim, but he wanted to go to Gehenim. There's two ways to get to Gehenim. You could go to Gehenim straight, or you could go through Gehenim passing Gehenim. He didn't even want to pass by Gehenim. V'layefka, Amalei Rabbeinu Barchenu, bench us, bless us. Amalei Yerotzen Shtei Mar Shemayim Alechem Mar Basvadam. You should have Yer Shemayim like you fear people. Amalei Omle Tamid of Adkan, that's all. Omlem Ulavai Taid Ulavai Taidu, you should know. Halavai you should know. Kshadam Oiva Avera. When a person does an Avera, he says, Omish Lairani Adam. He's worried about people seeing him. So you see how people are worried about people. And that's Pshat. In the Torah, there are two types of robbers. There's a ganef and a gazlan. A ganef is somebody who steals surreptitiously. A gazlan is somebody who steals brazenly. The oinish for a ganef is worse than for a gazlan. Why? Because a ganef shows that he's not scared of Hashem. Because he's only scared of people, but he's not scared of Hashem. B'shas p'trasa, as he was about to die, omla panu kelim le'etuma, we learned earlier that earthenware kelim come tamei. So he said, take them out from the house, v'chinu kisei, and prepare a chair l'chizkiyo melch Yehuda shaba, v'chizkiyo the melch Yehuda that's coming. So Mepharshim say, why do you do this? Because Kahanim used to make the mistake and thought that even though Kohen's not to become tamei, but to a tzaddik they're allowed to become tamei. That was a mistake Kahanim made. So he said, take out the klicheris, even though Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda is coming, and he's a tzaddik, so you think that nothing's going to become tamei. So he says, no, even for tzaddik there is tamei.